Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
Elon Musk's truth. At TED, the Tesla CEO made his case for owning Twitter and rewrote his own history. By Gideon Litchfield. To enter the conference hall at TED, the world's premier jamboree of futuristic optimism, is to enter what feels like a bubble floating in space, a tiered theater built inside a giant darkened ballroom and suffused with reds and blues and pinks and purples, at the center of which a succession of extraordinary people tell extraordinary stories of extraordinary accomplishments against extraordinary odds. Even amid this procession of heroes, and many are genuine heroes, Elon Musk commands a special kind of worship among TED acolytes. It is not hard to see why. The CEO of Tesla and SpaceX embodies TED's fascination with big dreams and impossible odds, and his interview at the conference's final session on April 14th surely reinforced that devotion. After quizzing Musk on his proposal to buy Twitter and the prospects for fighting climate change, TED curator Chris Anderson queued up a video clip of Musk on Saturday Night Live, making fun of himself for his subdued, flat affect as the first person with Asperger's to host the show, and asked him what it had been like to grow up with the syndrome. Carefully staged as the moment seemed, it was effective. The world's richest man described a lonely childhood in which he struggled to grasp social cues and implicit meanings. Others could intuitively understand what is meant by something, he said. I just took things very literally, that the words spoken were exactly what they meant. Taking refuge from the confusing duplicity of human beings, he became absolutely obsessed with truth, and perused the study of physics, computer science, and information theory in an attempt to understand the truths of the universe. In another part of the interview, Musk said, "The truth matters to me a lot, almost pathologically matters to me." Floating there inside the TED bubble, I felt a sudden empathy. I don't have Asperger's, but I, too, was a lonely child who didn't understand other people and sought truth in science and computing instead. No doubt many of the overachieving geeks who attend TED could identify, too. But there are truths of the universe, and then there are truths of Musk. As he is wont to do, he rewrote history during the interview, asserting that an infamous 2018 tweet in which he claimed to have funding secured to take Tesla private, and from which he then had to back down after an SEC investigation, was nonetheless truth. He had been forced to retract it and settle with the SEC to keep money flowing from Tesla's banks and ward off short sellers. He talked about 3 years spent sleeping on the floor in the Tesla factory to show his solidarity with employees, glossing over the frequent stories of his verbal abuse and allegations of racism at the factory in California. And his vision for Twitter, as he haltingly outlined on the stage, is of a platform on which not truth, but freedom is the most important value. Speech should be as free as possible, he said. And aside from speech that might be illegal, like direct incitements to violence, he was hazy on where the boundary should lie. To Musk, this freedom is nothing less than an existential need, Having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization, he said, to scattered applause. A Twitter on which anything legal can be said might be broadly inclusive but maximally trusted? More likely, it would just become an even greater cesspool of misinformation and abuse than it is already. In Musk's idealized version of the platform, his power to spread his version of the truth is uncurtailed, amplified by his enormous band of Twitter followers. Spam and bot accounts would, he said, be banished. He didn't explain how, but presumably not the armies of real-life Musk fans who leap to attack and sometimes threaten his critics. Musk's interest in Twitter may ultimately have less to do with his attitude to truth than his martyr complex, which cropped up repeatedly in the interview. His electric car business will help save the planet if humanity builds enough renewable energy, stationary batteries, and EVs. He said, "We have a sustainable energy future." His bid to colonize Mars, he has said often, is essential to save humanity from potential extinction. Even his story about working himself nearly to death at the Tesla factory portrayed him as making the ultimate sacrifice. "It was 3 years of hell, 3 years of the most excruciating pain in my life. It had to be done, or Tesla would be dead." This, then, is Musk's truth, that everything he does, even buying Twitter, is uniquely vital to humanity. And within the TED bubble, there is no greater aspiration.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.